It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the courtyard outside the school is packed with students like 12-year-old Rahul Bharti, who know firsthand the importance of the chickpea and flatbread meal being served for lunch.
If the food is not distributed, all the kids will go hungry.
His statement is not an exaggeration. The midday meal program is a critical component of India's strategy to combat high rates of malnutrition and to boost school enrollment. While some states have had such programs in place for years, the Supreme Court in 2001 directed all government-run schools to provide cooked meals to primary school children. Nationwide, the program feeds at least 110 million kids in 1.2 million government schools.
Just to give you an idea of the scale of the midday meal scheme, at this New Delhi school alone, 1,100 students line up for a free hot lunch comprising of lentils, grains, and vegetables in order to meet nutritional guidelines.
But serving up lunch on such a huge scale is not without its challenges. Earlier this year, nearly 24 children died at one primary school in impoverished Bihar state. The principal allegedly ignored warnings that the midday meal smelled foul and insisted it be served. Lab tests found traces of highly toxic insecticide in the cooking oil, which had been stored in the principal's home. The head of the National Midday Meal Program, Amarjeet Singh, says the central government now is working with states to ensure all schools have a separate kitchen and storage area, the meals are tasted before being served, and cooks are properly trained.
And then a cascade model of training down the line on what are the nutrition components, how do you ensure safety, how do you ensure food is tasted by a senior member before it is being fed to the kids. So those aspects, the having an emergency plan, what is to be done if this happens.
Purnima Menon, a senior fellow at the International Food Policy Research Institute, says although India's midday meal program can be considered successful, the quality still depends on local schools. A 2010 study found problems, particularly in Bihar's program, where the majority of students reported poor food quality.
You know, what's clearly needed is sort of a very clear articulation of what's the quality standard for every single school meal kitchen, for every single, you know, whether it's the serving process or the preparation process.
Despite quality standards that vary from state to state and school to school, many kids like 12-year-old Sahil Khan say they have no choice. They can't learn on an empty stomach.
If you don't eat properly, how can you concentrate?
With increased scrutiny of the midday meal program, families hope their children will not risk their health each time they line up for lunch. Arup Pandey, VOA News, New Delhi.